The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Back to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Final segment, the Downtown Lincoln folks. Todd and company putting in work to make Downtown Lincoln better for all of us, business, personal, and other. Working diligently together, letting businesses and Lincolnites be heard. How do you want this downtown to look? How do you want it to work? What makes it better for you? And that's a big part of the conversations we're having, is what would make Nebraska football better for you? Nebraska hoops has an opportunity. Nebraska wrestling has an opportunity. Listen, there's a great get even opportunity tomorrow for Nebraska wrestling. Northern Iowa comes to town. There's some get even in place. This is a statement meet. This is a statement opportunity for Nebraska basketball. Coach Hoiberg was adamant that his understanding, he needs his players to play while respecting Michigan State, not fearing Michigan State. Sometimes the brand gets in the brain. The color of the uniforms and the Sparty logo shouldn't matter if Nebraska does what Nebraska has been doing. Shooting the three well, being defensive first, winning and being competitive, ultra competitive on the boards, not making bad turnovers, making free throws, especially in critical runs and moments, getting everybody into the offense. And top level rink mass certainly is a great start. Matchups will come into play, rotations will come into play, and then you start to look at the Fragers, the Bearcats. You're looking at what does Price bring to the table tonight on the big stage and the big opportunity. The crowd certainly will play into it, and based on your text and your interest, PBA is going to be a wonderful place to be tonight. I plan on being there and seeing you all in full voice, full sound, full heart. Top 15 Huskers, undefeated Huskers, staring in the face, looking squarely in the mirror with an opportunity to find out who they really are, not who they think they are, not who they've been, but who they are. Bach, each opportunity is a chance for us to get more data, more information, more answers. We, as much as we know about this particular group, and we're games into this thing, so we're just getting familiar with this Nebraska basketball team, its players, its style of play, its cracks and faults, and then its real, real superhero power. For everything we know about Nebraska basketball, for everything that's been and everything that was, tonight, you get to stare the beast in the face. This is the measuring stick. This is the measuring stick. This, if you want to talk Big Ten basketball, you have to start with Michigan State. And you host them. You're here. Your crowd, your fans. Bach, are the students back?
I'm not sure. I'm not,
I don't think they're back yet. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that this would be a students back game. But a sellout crowd would be nice. I don't know. I think tonight's sold out. I don't know.
I'd assume so. Those tickets are probably tough to get.
Yeah.
Plus, as Coach Izzo says, there's not much else to do in Nebraska. So.
Yeah.
need that old shot from the opposing coach.
I'd like to have them make shirts and hand them out tonight. Not much else to do in Nebraska but watch Husker basketball. And then on the back it says, not much except kick it Michigan State's butt. Y'all be good. Bach of the black shirt. Coming up, 97 The Ticket. TicketFM.com.